All this week we've been talking about the underworld in America, and today we'll get a little history and the seedier side of gambling. At the turn of the last century, you had to work pretty hard to not find an illegal card game or somebody shooting dice. And if you were caught cheating, you could end up at the bottom of a river. But NPR's Barry Gordimer reports on one gambler who could hustle the hustlers.
This is a story about mob bosses, con men, shady characters, and a magician. In the 1920s and 30s, Las Vegas was still a few poker chips shy of fame. The gambling center of the country was Kansas City.
Kansas City was run by a political machine run by a guy named Tom Pendergast. Boss Tom, they called him.
Carl Johnson is author of The Magician and the Card Sharp. It's the story of a man named Di Vernon and his search for the world's best card cheater.
Vernon was the single greatest magician of the 20th century, certainly the single most influential. There's not a magician today who was not influenced by his methods and his theory.
Di Vernon had a passion for sleight of hand, and he was obsessed with learning the secrets of crooked card dealers.
Perhaps his greatest quest was to find a guy who could do something that even the great magicians and the great gamblers assumed was a fairy tale, which was the center deal, dealing a card from anywhere out of the deck undetected.
Card cheats usually work in pairs, and if a crafty dealer can slip his partner the right card at the right time, it can make the difference between winning big or losing your shirt.
You can see that the faces of the cards are riffling past you, so you say stop whenever you want.
Stop. Darwin Ortiz is a magician, but he's best known as a gambling consultant. He helps casinos spot card sharps who do stuff like this.
Okay, can you remember that card?
I can.
I'm going to fan them out so that you can see I did not palm the card out.
Card is still on the deck.
I will attempt to deal it. Was it the Jack of Clubs?
Amazing.
Di Vernon could do moves like that and pretty much every other one in the book. But a center deal was the one slight that escaped him, and he became consumed with finding the man rumored to be doing it. Vernon uncovered his first clue in 1932 in a jail in Wichita, Kansas. That's where, says Carl Johnson, Vernon met a crusty Mexican gambler.
This guy, Amador Villaseñor, had shot a man who had stolen from him in a game.
Vernon quickly struck up a friendship, and then
he said to Villaseñor, "Have you ever seen anything you don't understand?" And he said, "Oh, yes, yes. In Kansas City, I saw a guy, and he was dealing out of the center of the deck." And Vernon was just thunderstruck.
Faster than you can say, pick a card, Vernon was in Kansas City. He went to bars, nightclubs, pool halls looking for clues. Eventually, he talked his way into a seedy backroom poker game. He asked if anyone there had heard of the mythical dealer.
And they said, "If anybody would know, there's a guy here named Snaky Davis."
That's Di Vernon. He was nearly 90 years old when he talked to a group of magicians about his quest in this 1982 interview.
This Snaky Davis, he was the czar, you might, or the king of the underworld. If anybody can deal from the center, he would know. So I said, "Where could you meet this guy, Snaky Davis?" And they said, "You can't meet him. He's the head of the mafia in Kansas City."
That lead, like so many others, did not pan out. But Vernon continued to go from one sleazy dive to another. Then finally, jackpot. An old dice man gave Vernon a name, Alan Kennedy, and he lived in a little Missouri farm town called Pleasant Hill.
And he goes down there and he sees a little girl with an ice cream cone, and he said, "Do you happen to know a Mr. Kennedy in town?" And she points her finger and she says, "Mr. Kennedy lives right up in that white house on the hill over there."
Vernon knocked on the door, and a wiry man with big hands answered. It was Alan Kennedy, and he didn't disappoint. He showed Vernon what he came to see.
He says, "Pick out three kings." Now, he says, "Cut the deck." And he dealt around like this, and a king hit me. So I said, "My God, how the hell did he do that?"
Well, he showed Vernon exactly how to do it. And 50 years after their meeting, Vernon demonstrated on videotape how to do the Alan Kennedy center deal.
You pick the pack up like that, and this finger, the second finger, shoots the card out like that. The card pivots.
Di Vernon passed away in 1992, a couple of aces shy of his 100th birthday. But at the Magic Castle, a Los Angeles club for magicians, there's a seat permanently reserved for Vernon, just in case he wants to deal one more hand. Barry Gordimer, NPR News, Washington.
You can see video of Di Vernon demonstrating the center deal at NPR.org. And at the same place, you can read a reporter's notebook by Barry Gordimer, who was himself once a magician.